So for those that aren't familiar with this production, just give us a little bit of background of what inspired it.
So The Actual Dance is an autobiographical story about my journey with my wife, and I didn't know it was in me until almost 13 years after the experience of me going through her breast cancer. She is fine, spoiler alert, but this show is about what it means to be with someone you love and facing the possibility that you might lose them. But it is a love story, as I've been told and as I've learned, and it is inspirational because there are secrets in this show about what it takes to both do the hardest things in life and find the grace and almost joy in that process, doing what you have to do.
What do you think was the hardest thing that you had to do during those that time?
Well, this is going to sound funny. The hardest thing I had to do actually was, after it was written, read it to my wife let her know about it. But in terms of the question of what was the hardest thing for me to do at the time and the year and in the story, is facing my worst fear. That is, I think there are human beings face something that they think is unbearable, and finding that there is a path, in my instance, of dignity and love, and even though it's hard and difficult, that you know that there is a way that you can do that, and it is a gift that, in this instance, that there was a gift in it to me, from me to my wife, and from my wife to me, as oddly as that sounds. And the discovery of that over time, I think maybe these experiences have to take a lot of time in people before we can share them publicly. The feedback I get from the show, the word I hear most often from audiences, is they think the process now, today, is courageous. And I don't, that surprises me, because mm-hmm. I feel compelled to tell the story. So I don't feel like I have that courage. But I do know that those who hear, the members of the audience, those who hear it, experience that. And so I'm honored to be able to do it.